Good morning, Los Angeles. It's 11:14 a.m., September 20th, 2016. My name is Thorpe Plump, and you're listening to Talking Tinseltown on kpcradio.com, the show that brings entertainment professionals to you to discuss all things show business, big breaks, impart some wisdom, and showcase their material. Today's guest has been described as a triple threat by the Indie Sparks organization, but I think that's selling her a little short. She's an award-winning singer and songwriter. She's a model, an actress, a fashion designer, philanthropist. I mean, the list goes on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lauren Carter. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. There's a lot going on here. I really don't know where to start, so let's just start at the beginning. How long have you been in the entertainment business, I guess, so far?
Professionally, like when I graduated college, I studied music, so I did music and theater in college. But like my whole life, really.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
Where did you go to college?
Northwestern in Chicago.
And you said you majored in
music.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you started out. You didn't start out with music though in your professional career. You started out with modeling.
Yeah, I signed to a modeling agency first.
Which agency?
Ford.
Ford. And while you were, I don't know if it was with them, but over the the course of your modeling career, you've been on a couple of mentionable institutions such as Maxim magazine. You were Today's Girl. You were on the cover of FHM magazine in Norway. What were some of the other?
Yeah, I mean, FHM, Maxim. I'm trying to think. I've been in GQ in Mexico. Yeah,
Esquire.
I've been featured in an Esquire thing too.
And when you were modeling, were you focusing at all on getting a singing career going, or did that just kind of happen?
I mean, yeah, at first I took a break from music when I was doing my career, like doing commercials and doing modeling and stuff, and then I just started writing again and recording and getting back into it.
And where did you get your first big break in terms of music, and how did you what led you to step away from modeling and into a sound studio?
I mean, technically, I'm still modeling. Like, I model for my fashion line with my best friend. And, I do photo shoots for album covers and things like that, you know? But, I don't know. I really started writing and getting more serious and finding producers to collaborate with. And just, I got really into it. And my first big break with music, I just am really starting to release everything. So, but I did get a licensing deal this summer, which was cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And who are some of the people that you got to collaborate with? Like, you have a couple of big names on your resume?
I work with Andrew Williams. I mean, he's a multi-platinum winning producer, and he's worked with T-Bone Burnett and Jessica Simpson and people like that. Yeah, and then the other guy I work with is Josh Monroy, and he worked with Ludacris for a long time. So, everyone has something to their name. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And when you were acting, did the acting kind of follow in with the modeling? Did they kind of go hand in hand, or did that just kind of...
I guess it depends on what your job is that day.
So it's kind of like the definition of LA is you got to be doing something different every day.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. So did you start out modeling in Chicago in college and then come out here, or how did...
Yeah, I lived in Chicago for a little while and then just realized, what am I doing? I need to be in LA. I actually flew to LA for a modeling job with Ford, and that was when I had the realization, like, I didn't want to be in Chicago anymore. And some of my best friends from college were here, and I was hooking up with them and seeing how they were living and what they were doing, and I was like, no, I really want to be in LA. And then I delayed my move for like 6 months because I got cast in a big show in Chicago with like an Oscar-winning director, and I was like, well, this is a reason to stay. And then I was done with that, I came out. Yeah.
And I have here, it says that you are a 3-octave vocalist.
Yeah.
So for us lay people, what really does that mean? I'm a little musically inclined, but for everybody else,
I'm a soprano, so I can go up to like high E above C, above high C, which is about as high as most people go. Like, it doesn't get much higher than that. F maybe. And then I can go to E below middle C. And for a woman, that's fairly low. Like, most people who go as high as I go can't go quite as low as I can. So I guess it's a 3-octave range.
And you have an EP coming out, a full-length EP entitled American Dream. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about that? How was the process for you? Where did your inspiration come from? Anything?
I mean, my inspiration came from, like, everywhere. It's just, songwriting is so personal. It's kind of like a diary. It's very therapeutic. I started out writing. I was living in Scotland, actually. I started writing, like, with this keyboard in the bedroom there. And that's how I just started getting back into songwriting. And then when I moved back to L.A., I had a manager in London, so I was working with him, and he was giving me some ideas. And then I just, when I moved here, tried to hook up with producers and studios. And I'm inspired by the 60s a lot. I'm also inspired by the 90s. I'm a 90s girl, and I love, like, a lot of stuff from the 90s. And most of my lyrics are just really personal and about different experiences in my life. But I try to also make them a little bit universal. And some of them I'll also write, like, it's almost like a character. It's not really me. It's, like, a little more like a character.
Well, you know? Sure. It's all about telling a story, but at the same time, a story that someone can relate to.
Yeah.
I think that's really important.
Definitely.
And you have a guitar player here with you today.
Yeah.
Would you like to play
something
from the full-length EP?
Yeah, we'd love to.
What are you going to play for?
We're playing American Dream.
American Dream. So
The title track.
The title track for the EP album.
Yeah.
Hang on one sec. All right, whenever you're ready.
Chelsea Hotel, find your muse between heaven and hell. Let me sing a lovesick lullaby. Star-crossed lovers, I know they wanna die. It's only good when you're dangerous, baby. You like your girls when they're a little bit crazy. Take it too far and we're over the edge. Don't look back now, the moment is dead. Demons and angels. Do I look pretty like I'm wearing a halo? Come on, baby, at the Chelsea Hotel. Anything you want, cause you know me so well. Ooh, hold me all night long. You, baby. You're my. American Dream.
Holy smokes. That's unbelievable. I mean, I got the opportunity to listen to it on the radio in my car on my way here, and then on the radio yesterday, just kind of driving around. Awesome. Even better in person.
Oh, thank you.
And you're going to be playing a show this Saturday, September 24th at 9:30 at the Hotel Cafe,
mm-hmm.
and that's in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Right? That's kind of near, if I remember right, kind of near where the Pantages Theater is.
I think so. It's on Cahuenga.
On Cahuenga.
Yeah.
And are you headlining the show, or is it just kind of like a mix group?
Yeah, I mean, I'm headlining, but they book a few slots, so there's a few headliners. But right. I'm headlining, yeah.
Well, for people who want to know, is it age restricted? Can anyone 18 and over go? Is it 21 and over?
It's 21 and up.
21 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the link posted. It'll go up with our show. It has the ticket prices, the cover charges, and the time.
Cool.
But that's really cool.
Thanks.
How many tracks are going to be on the EP?
Well, I guess it's like five.
Five?
Yeah.
Very good. And you have American Dream, which you just performed, is up on SoundCloud already. And there's one other one that's up on SoundCloud already.
Rule Breaker.
Rule Breaker. I like that one a lot, too.
Thanks.
That was really great. And then you have one more that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby. And when can we expect that one? Is that one going to come out with the EP, or is it going to be...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, like, I'm finishing the video for American Dream in the coming weeks, so that's next.
Next question.
Yeah, yeah. And then more shows, and then the EP will be after that. Yeah.
Very cool. And yeah. How was shooting the music video? I mean,
oh, it was fun.
A lot of fun. I mean, who did you get to direct it? I mean, how long did it take? I mean, what kind of a process is it? I mean, I enjoy watching them, but behind the scenes is something that's kind of interesting.
Well, I actually went to someone from my modeling career and asked him to be the cinematographer because I knew he was so great with lighting and framing. And so this guy, Mario Barbario, shot it. And my favorite makeup artist was on board, and I have a lingerie sponsor who gave me some clothes, and they're amazing. They're called Ender Lagarde, and they do these beautiful corsets and things. So I'm mainly wearing that in the video, and then hired a friend of mine who's like a model, and but we're just still finishing the editing.
Very cool. Clearly, after hearing you play, you deserve to be called an award-winning songwriter. I mean, you sing very beautifully.
Thanks.
Were some of the awards that you won?
Well, I won first place in, it's called the Glenn Miller Vocal Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, I was Junior Miss Illinois, and I won Talent Award at Nationals.
Junior
things
Miss
like
Illinois.
That. Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all by that. So you're not from L.A. originally? Or are you?
I'm from near Chicago.
Near Chicago.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I thought you were based out of here in Los Angeles.
I mean, I am now.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. So other than the music, the modeling, the acting, there's another big, big venture going on in your life. That's your fashion line.
Mm-hmm.
It's called?
A Summer of Love.
A Summer of Love. And this is your first time venturing into the fashion world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, you know, I'm someone who can barely put on a pair of matching socks in the morning. So the idea of coming up with different items of clothing for a fashion line seems like really daunting. I mean, what's that like? I mean,
my friend and I were just going off of our mutual inspirations and things that we're into. Our brand would be similar to, I don't know, a couple brands like For Love and Lemons a little bit, and Love and Friends and Lovers LA, which is another little brand. It's like kind of young, hipstery, fun clothes.
And do you have a set date to launch? Is there going to be an official, like a fashion party or a show?
Well, we actually officially launched yesterday because, we're kind of exclusively sold online, but we are going to have a launch party just maybe in a few weeks.
Well, hopefully we can get you back in and have you talk about, see how well that goes.
We'd love to do that.
Where, for anybody who's interested, where can we find...
It's the website is www.asummerofloveve.com.
Very appropriate. So other than your fashion, can we backtrack just a little bit? While you were in school, I read somewhere, correct me if I'm wrong, but apart from taking vocalization classes, did you actually teach some while you were in school?
Oh, well, I teach now as my day job.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you teaching?
Mainly at this place called the French Conservatory in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of stuff do you guys, obviously singing, but what all does that encompass?
I'm a voice coach, so I just help, kind of all ages, and I teach everything from classical to pop, which is kind of how I train too.
Yeah. And when you, who were some of the people that you mentored with? Because I read here and there that you were trained by a lot of kind of really big people.
Yeah. At Northwestern, my big mentor was Carmen Mehta, and the Mehta family is like Zubin Mehta. He conducts the Israeli Philharmonic, and her husband, Zarin Mehta, is like the CEO of the New York Philharmonic. So they're like a big music family.
With your diverse or just wide range of singing abilities, do you get to do, or have you done in the past, anything with like choir or big groups? Or
I mean, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you prefer doing your own thing, or do you kind of...
Yeah, I do, actually. I love writing and doing my own thing. Yeah.
And for your EP, are you having any collaborations with any other people, or is it solely just you?
I mean, it's just me as a singer, but the writing is collaborative, some of it. Yeah.
And do you write all the music yourself, or?
Most of it, yeah. And then I just, my producers often co-write with me to like finish a song or bring in some ideas, but most of it I usually come to the studio, like the core of the song written. So yeah.
And it's kind of been my experience that people who, you know, write songs and all that and perform for a living, they play more than just one instrument, or they do more than just sing. Do you play instruments? How many do you play?
I play piano, like enough to write, and like for instance, I can play every chord and every scale, but like I'm not a great player. Like I don't play for myself at a show or something, because someone else can do it so much better. But I play enough that I can use it to write. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, actually. I started out playing with the piano, and that kind of lays the foundation for everything.
It really does. Like, you can just understand music from the piano.
Yeah, I can't read music, and I like to think I can write music, but I really can't. But it's a great place to start.
Yeah, I think so.
And so growing up, you said you always wanted to be, you know, in the entertainment business. You always wanted to be a singer. Do you have a lot of people that were behind you giving you, you know, the drive to go out and get it? Do you have anyone that was like a rock type person to keep you grounded and keep you going?
Well, yeah, my mom. Definitely my parents. I mean, my mom drove me to every audition, and I was always like in community theater and in every play in high school and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
Do you still remember your first audition?
Oh, my God. My very first audition. I'm not sure if I remember my very first audition. But I remember some of them, yeah.
Some of them? What was the first really, like, one that you were super excited about and that everybody got to see?
I played the Velveteen Rabbit. In the Velveteen Rabbit. That was probably the first one.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What else can I ask you? I actually ran through some of my questions. What was, well, who you're now represented by a record label, correct?
No, or, not really.
No?
I'm indie.
You're indie, yeah. So well, you have indie representation.
Yeah.
So, who do you have working with you, and what's the process with, or what's the process like trying to get, you know, representation? I think that's probably one of the harder things to do.
Yeah, you have to prove yourself, you know? Like, because I come from also the acting world, like, that's actually so much easier, because you can get someone who will sign you and send you to auditions. But as a musician, like, I think you need, your portfolio has to be ready. You need recordings, you need solid demos that are commercial quality, you know? And then you have to prove that you can perform live and that people will come see you. It's harder, yeah.
I would think that's probably like the most daunting part, is trying to get your foot in the door and get your name out there.
Yeah, you have to really stick with it and have some balls. Like, you really do. Like, because it's kind of like putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to just be able to forget or not care about people turning you down and trying to send you away.
Yeah, you seriously have to just go for it.
All right.
And I see a lot of people like half try and then abandon it. You know, if you don't stick with it, it won't happen. You know?
Yeah. It's really hard. I mean, I'm sure that's kind of a deterrent, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people listening who want to know what the best way is to get confidence in yourself. And I mean, do you have any tips or any suggestive?
Well, I think just if you love it, doing it, do it. You know what I mean? If you don't love it, do something else. But I mean, also like just take advantage of the internet. Like, you can connect to so many people now, just through your own will, which is amazing.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine that thanks to the miracle of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that, getting yourself out there, just out there, has to be a lot easier.
So much easier.
So much easier. I mean, I can only imagine what getting started, 10, 15
years
ago was so much different.
It's just totally different. Yeah.
And I mean, do you have any luck with posting stuff on YouTube or
I have a lot of people on Instagram. Instagram's a good platform.
Is your main hub is Instagram.
Yeah, I really love Instagram. Facebook has been good too. Because I'm just in the process of finishing my videos, I haven't really done a lot on YouTube, but I will be this year.
And the music video will be up probably on YouTube?
Like in a few weeks, yeah.
In a few weeks.
Maybe, what or is it, Ven?
Vimeo,
maybe, yeah.
So we can look out for that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have anything else that you would like to mention that I didn't cover?
No,
not really.
Just anyone local who wants to see an awesome show Saturday night. It's 9:30 at Hotel Cafe, and I love my band, and it's going to be really fun. So,
How many do you have? A full band playing?
Yeah.
How many members do you have in your band?
I have guitar, bass, drums, keys, and everyone's really good, and it's really fun.
Awesome. And how long's your set going to be?
Like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you're going to play a whole set.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to go. Hopefully, I'm invited to go.
Oh, my God,
yes. I would love to go. And if I can, I'd love to get someone in also to help
Absolutely.
Cover the show.
My God, we'd love that.
Anything and everything that I can do.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today. Lauren, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Please check her out on social media. On Instagram is at...
It's Lauren Elizabeth Carter.
Lauren Elizabeth Carter. And Facebook is just Lauren Carter.
I think it's like Lauren Carter Music. Yeah.
Lauren Carter Music. And check out her songs on SoundCloud. There's American Dream, Rule Breaker. Keep an eye out for the EP is going to be launching within a few weeks. And A Summer of Love, her fashion line, is going to be coming out also. And we would love also to have some coverage for you for that. If you're at all interested.
Totally.
And please, if you're available Saturday night, you're looking for something to do, it's the Hotel Cafe, Saturday, September 24th, 9:30 p.m. It's in Hollywood, off Cahuenga. It's $10 at the door and a $2.50 cover charge, something like that. We'll post all the links for her social media and for the Hotel Cafe for tickets on our website. And thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I had a lot of fun.
Me too. Thanks.
Woke up today to the California gloom. Too little, too late. Don't care about your rules. In the flames, what's left behind? It's my turn. Baby, it's my turn. I played the fool, now the table's turned.
You're-